which is, nine committee reports. So this is where we're going to try and motor through as quickly as possible because we have some things we need to get to in closed session and we want to spend as much time as possible in closed session. I had the audit committee down for 1 minute. I'm not sure that there's much to report there. Anyone? All right. Coordinating committee. I also had down for 1 minute. But there's really basically nothing to report from the coordinating committee, though we did meet a week ago to develop this agenda. The next committee up is the finance committee. This is a 10-minute report. Jim Sagerton.
Yeah, I don't think we need 10 minutes. Thank you, Chair. The motion, which I sent out several minutes ago and others have sent it out since, was not available at the time of the coordinating committee, is merely to increase the amount of the transaction limit, which in a prior motion years ago in the at the PMB was $5,000. It's increasing that transaction limit to $10,000 to, you know, update the amount, you know, basically for inflation purposes. And it is, let me see just a moment here and I'll.
No, wait a minute.
I'll read it. Do you not have it, Marianne?
I'm downloading right now and, James Sagerton transaction limits. Let's try that. Okay. Let me see. I just.
Marianne, while you look for it, I'm going to read it. Okay.
Yeah. I think I've got it.
Okay. It's the.
Go ahead.
The NFC recommends to the PMB that we update following April 2013 policy, increasing the unbudgeted expense limit from 5,000 to 10,000 as follows. Move that any employee found to be establishing verbally or in writing, this is the previous language, move that any employee found to be establishing verbally or in writing unbudgeted obligations for the foundation in excess of previous language 5,000, new language 10,000, without prior written approval of the Pacifica National Office or any unit shall be subject to disciplinary action, including dismissal. If the executive director becomes aware of any unbudgeted obligation in excess of previous language 5,000, new language 10,000 at the Pacifica National Office, she, he shall notify the Pacifica National Board in writing within 5 working days. Failure to do so will be grounds for disciplinary action.
Is there any discussion of this motion?
I would add one thing, Julie.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there was some commentary from, we did ask the executive director and the CFO, on this matter and, everyone, we were struggling to find the previous motion as usual. And, I think both the executive director and the CFO agreed, contingent on raising it to 10,000. In other words, they thought 5,000 was too low.
So. Thanks. Anyone else have a question about this motion or interested in further discussion?
My hand is up. Teresa for the staff.
Okay. So first I see Beth, then Julia, then Teresa. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, I initially brought forward this motion as an effort to address our lack of process to gain transparency and capacity to oversee transactions. It was in the course of that we addressed the issue of the outdated limitation of the $5,000 limit. And so I agree that that should be updated, but to do that, to double the amount that we're allowing management to spend on our behalf without further authorization, without putting in place or addressing in any way our inadequate oversight and transparency, I think, is misguided. So we're doubling the amount we're authorizing them to spend and not even addressing in the least the process by which we keep track of that, or providing a way for management to make a proposal or a request for expenditure beyond that so that we can consider it and approve or disapprove. So if this motion whittled down to what it is completely eliminates my original intent and again doubles the amount that we're authorizing management to spend without addressing the issue of accountability or process. Thank you.
Thanks. Julia, then Teresa. Julia.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to comment that the process is the challenging part right now. And I just don't want a motion to set people up to think that it's the snap of a finger, and it's even just with the policy as it was from before, or the motion that was before it, the amount was increased. Until Pacifica has a document management system where you can send forms back and forth easily and they can be saved in a central location and documented and approved, this is going to be extremely challenging to implement or enforce. That's all I wanted to make sure, is that enforcing this is going to be challenging. Mostly because you have some people who will go along with it and some who won't.
Thank you. Teresa?
If this passed from the Finance Committee, why is this not coming in the Finance Committee report? I'm just wondering.
It is during the Finance Committee report.
So we are in the Finance Committee report right
we
now?
We are.
Okay, thank you. That's all I need to know.
That's okay. Any further discussion of this motion? Are there any objections to the motion?
I object. This is Beth.
Okay. Marion, can you call the roll, please?
I can do that. And this is the Finance Committee motion. So let me get this together here. Finance Committee 9C. Okay, Teresa Allen.
Teresa passes.
Pass, okay. Arg, don't do this to me. Excuse me, my computer. Jim Dingaman.
Voting yes means one agrees with it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
It's good to know what you're voting. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Abstain.
Abstains. Sue Goodwin. Oh, sorry, she's not there. Heather Gray.
Abstain.
Abstains. Donna Grimes. Donna Grimes, are you there? I hear nothing. Velia Jones.
I think yes, yes.
Votes yes. Ali Lexa. Ali Lexa. Ali.
I think he has to be off for a minute.
Okay.
Marianne, vote yes.
Votes yes. That is Ali. Thank you. Marianne Martinez.
No.
Votes no. James McFadden.
Abstain.
Abstains. Whoops. That would be an A. Darlene Pagano.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
I'm not hearing you.
Yes.
Thank you. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam. Sharon?
Come back.
Pass.
Pass. Oh, okay. Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Votes yes. Mark von Landout.
Yes.
Votes yes. Beth von Gunten.
No.
Votes no. Egberto Willis.
No.
Votes no. Susan Young.
Yes.
Votes yes. Let me go back and catch Teresa Allen. You passed.
Allen says yes.
Votes yes. Let's see. Who else have we not got? Is Donna Grimes back? I gather not. Okay. We got Marianne. Sharon Salam, you passed. Sharon?
Abstain.
Abstains. Okay. I think we've got everybody who's there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. And 1, 2, 3 no. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I'll abstain.
So I figured. So the vote being 10 yes and 3 no, the motion passes.
All right, James, is there anything else from the Finance Committee report?
No, just to say, well, yes, just to say that we are, we have done a preliminary review of the KPFK budget and the affiliates budget, more to come. For the, for fiscal year 23, we're on now.
Got it. Thank you. Next up is the governance committee, and I have that as a 1 minute item. Is there anybody to report anything? I think not because Lawrence isn't here. Next up is the elections committee, which is a 20 minute report. There are 4 motions that are in the appendix. We'll add that one of the things that and these are items 9, E1, E2, E3, E4. They're ordered in the following order. The motion that the Elections Committee most recently passed is the first one, then come the other three. Part of the reason I did it that way is there are aspects, and now I have to look at it pretty quickly. There are aspects of motion number 3, which is 9E4. Sorry. This is what the Elections Committee called them. This is what I had to work with. I apologize for the confusing. Be better to give, you know, kind of topical names. But that motion is about basically, you know, getting better deduped lists. And it is... At least, in principle, it's also embedded in the first motion. Although, as, Michael Novick, the chair of the Elections Committee, pointed out to me, there's a little bit more specificity in that last motion than there is in the first motion as they're ordered in the agenda. And so what I'm going to put out there for folks is if somebody wants to, you know, amend the first motion to add the specificity that's in that final motion to the first motion, then that would make that final motion basically moot. And we could, I would be able to then rule it out of order and we wouldn't have to vote on it. So I'm just going to put that out there. Would someone from the Elections Committee like to,
yes, Vanessa, so moved.
Okay. So just to be clear about some of the specificity, hang on. I just got rid of the screen that had it in front of me. I think the final motion has words like, you know, timing for the ED to act swiftly before the end of the current fiscal year. So I think that's kind of one of the things that needs to be added to the first part to make that final motion go away.
So excuse me. I'm trying to paste the pieces together. So we are talking about 9E4, and which one is it going to get pasted into?
No. Don't paste the whole thing.
No. Okay.
Right. It's part of 9E1 and it is, part two that just says ensure that management develops and maintains in an ongoing systematic way, accurate, up to date, dedupe list. It doesn't have the thing about, you know, how quickly you have to do it, including the vetting of staff list with existing staff to ensure an accurate and complete roster of all staff members with accurate contact information. So. Okay. So did you catch that, Marianne?
Not exactly. So
hang on.
You're saying that E2 covers what E4 or E1 sub 2.
I know. I do apologize.
I understand. 1.2 covers the independent, covers the issue in E4. So.
Okay. I just posted in the chat the stuff from E4 that needs to be inserted into E1. So part of it is the phrase before the end of the current fiscal year. And then the other part is including the vetting of staff lists with the existing staff to ensure this is an accurate and complete roster of all staff members with accurate current contact information.
Hold on. I'm scrolling down. Ah, here we go.
I just pasted it in the chat.
Yeah.
Just the text that needs to be inserted into that first motion. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So now that I did that, Vanessa moved to amend the first motion with the text that we just pasted in. Is there a second to Vanessa's motion to amend?
Could we read that, please?
Okay, let's see. So before the end of the current fiscal year gets cut and pasted, immediately. Okay, I'm reading station and national management immediately begin drafting a budget for the coming fiscal year.
Nope, that's part one. It goes into item number two.
Thank you.
So it's that the PMB direct and ensure that management, and then after that management comes the part about before the end of the fiscal year.
Gotcha.
Develops and maintains in an ongoing and systematic way, accurate, up to date, and dedupe list of station members in both listener and staff classes as defined in the bylaws. Then comes all the including.
Okay, let's see, that the PNB direct and ensure that management paste this in, no. that management, okay, I'm missing something, including the vetting of staff lists, so I need, before
yeah,
the end.
That goes after defined in the bylaws and before, prior to the hire of any election supervisor.
Hang on. That the PNB direct and ensure that management.
Before the end of the fiscal year.
For the
end of the current fiscal year. I'm sorry, I can't look at the chat and the motion at the same time.
Here, including the vetting of staff lists.
No. See how I put a whole bunch of dots between those two phrases?
Yes.
The first phrase goes after management.
Yes.
The longish second phrase goes at the end before, hang on, I have to get back to the, before, prior to the hire of election supervisors. At the end of part two.
So I am, the PNB direct and ensure that management before the end of the current fiscal year and then including the vetting of staff lists.
So if you were reading the whole thing, it would say develops and maintains in an ongoing systematic way, accurate, up-to-date, and dedupe lists of station members in both listener and staff classes as defined in the bylaws, including the vetting of staff lists with the existing staff to ensure this is an accurate and complete roster of all staff members with accurate current contact information.
I've got that piece.
Prior to the hire of any election supervisors. That's what part two would read like.
Now I'm getting duplication here. Let's see.
Okay. So Marianne, while you can work that out while we discuss this. Was there a second to, I'm sorry, I missed. Was there a second to this amendment? Motion to amend. Vanessa moved to amend.
I'm very confused.
Join the crowd. Okay. This needs to be read and clarified before people decide whether they can vote on it. Okay, that the PNB direct and ensure that management before the end of the current fiscal year. Now, what goes after that?
Keep reading in what was there.
Including the vetting of staff.
No. Okay, hang on. I'm sorry. I'm losing patience because this isn't
point of order, point of whatever.
Yeah, go ahead, Susan.
Okay. I don't know how we would do this, but my suggestion is that we postpone this until the next meeting so we can be clear about what the heck this is. I don't know that this action needs to be taken this meeting, but by trying to combine these things, we're drafting on the air in a way that's too hard to follow.
Vanessa to the staff.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
If it would make it simpler, I know that there was an attempt just for efficiency not to have to consider two different motions.
You're fading in and out.
Okay. I don't know. So there was an attempt not to have to consider two different motions.
Still can't hear you.
Oh, brother.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, I'm yelling. Okay, so there was an attempt to, for the sake of efficiency, combine the two motions. So if it would be easier to just keep them separate, it would take more time. It definitely makes more sense to combine them. The elections is important. It's time sensitive. It's related to the finances. I don't think there's any need to delay. There's just a little confusion with
there's a lot of confusion.
But if it's that confusing, then just keep them separate and vote on them separately. So I defer to Julie on that. But that's my recommendation rather than delay.
So one thing I'm sensitive to is that we keep kicking the can down the road on the election stuff, right? Because we keep not getting to it. Part two of that motion reads that the PMB, and I pasted it in the chat, that the PMB direct and ensure that management before the end of the current fiscal year develops and maintains in an ongoing and systematic way, accurate and in an ongoing systematic way, accurate, up-to-date, and deduped list of station members in both listener and staff classes as defined in the bylaws, including the vetting of staff lists with the existing staff to ensure this is an accurate and complete roster of all staff members with accurate current contact information prior to the hire of any election supervisors.
Okay, I have just cut and pasted what you had there. It's good.
All it does is it takes the deduping tasks and it puts a little more specificity about the staff class. I'm sorry. Yes, the staff class, how to figure that out, and puts a little bit of time pressure on. That's what the motion to amend does. Is there a second to the motion to amend?
Teresa Allen has a question.
go ahead, though, technically. I mean, there's four people ahead of you, and we can't technically discuss it until I get a second for the motion to amend.
Sean will second.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate that. Okay, now we can talk. I see Beth's hand. Is that up from before, Beth?
That's from before, yes. Sorry.
Okay. Mr. Tatum?
Yes, I was simply going to say what you've already said, that this is a motion to amend, which this board has done many times before. But the good part about it is that it will eliminate one of the other motions, which is a good thing.
Thank you. Jim Dingman, then Susan, then Teresa. Jim?
Yeah. We were talking about these motions in the governance committee the last time we met. And again, always have been and remain an enthusiastic backer of the election process. At the same time, the election process is being debated in this context of possible dissolution. And I'm saying to myself as I read this, well, who's going to take the time in the midst of all these problems we have to do all these things? I mean, who's going to be the national election supervisor in the midst of, is it a sensible allocation of resources when perhaps that resource should be used to, for example, strengthen KPFK? And so I guess I just raise these things. Again, I hear what the feeling of it is to do, but at the same time, I'm thinking about, my God, you know, we're in the midst of this financial crisis. So where the hell's the money supposed to come from?
Susan, then Teresa.
Yeah, hi. I'm agreeing with Jim. Deduping, really important. But if we are not holding the 2022 election this year, which we have been told by the general counsel is unfeasible because of time, and we have been told by everybody we don't have the money for it, why are we working on deduping, which takes time and money to do it? It needs to happen before there's an election, but it needs to happen when there will be an election, not a year in advance. In my mind, we have two things before us. One, in some way acknowledge there will be no, officially acknowledge no 2022 election this year. It'll happen in 2023. And then determine what happens with the delegates whose terms, are limited. Figure out what happens with those seats. Those are the only two things that are required now.
Thanks, Teresa, then Vanessa. And remind people, we're speaking only on the amendment at this point, not the whole motion. Go ahead, Teresa.
Yes, I am opposed to the amendment right now, and thus, I'm actually then opposed to the motion that it would substitute for. And because I agree that there is not a rush to do it and it's very confusing to understand it, I'm looking at things in the chat, and I'm looking at something, in the agenda. And frankly, my eyes are crossed just trying to understand, what's what. So I don't think it's appropriate to vote on it this time.
Vanessa.
So it's my understanding that deduping takes a long time. So it's a suggestion by the chair of elections, with which I agree, that if we're going to try to have this election next year, it would be prudent to start sooner rather than later on the process of deduping, rather than getting up to the point of an election next year, assuming that will happen, and then starting this process. So that's the logic behind it. I think the logic is sound, and I support it.
Thanks. Stephanie, do you want to chime in for a moment here? with what you put in the chat?
Oh, yeah, I put in the chat that I have been trying to get, you know, costs of breakdowns, you know, breakdown, and I've been trying to get costs about what it would be to reduce the amount of the cost that we've been spending on elections, in cutting everything down, even in just deduping, I mean, that's roughly with the cost, the cheapest we can get as far as deduping the lists would be roughly $5,000, and that would be with heavy involvement from volunteers from the election committee that would be making the phone calls to make sure that the people that are on that list are actually, that the information is correct. In the past, if we have just individuals from the board, and I'm just going off of stories and obviously things that I've heard, and you can't always believe everything that you've heard, but if you have just volunteers or just staff members doing the deduping of a list, you then run into people saying, well, certain people have been removed on purpose, certain people have been added on purpose. Even when we have had volunteers in the past making phone calls to double check the information with the people on the list, there have been conversations that have been made from the volunteers that are been told they've been influencing people on how to vote. And so any sort of deduping of the list is not as simple as push a button and poof, you know, all of the duplicates are gone. There's a lot of manpower that goes into that. And we have to make sure that if we are doing that, that it is strictly from a neutral source and we don't get any pushback from people that are saying it's being political. The proposals that I've gotten so far to reduce the cost as much as possible have deducted, or what we've paid in the past has been roughly $149,000 to $161,000 from the election. The lowest we've been able to get right now is $67,000. It might as well be $67 million. We don't have it. So, you know, as much as the elections are important and doable, I mean, and people want to do them, we do not have $67,000 to do this.
Thanks. Okay, so we're on the motion to amend, or the amendment. I'm sorry, the amendment. So the question is, any further discussion of that? And are there
Chair, point of information? Yes. I just wanted to ask Stephanie. Is she saying that it would cost $67,000 for the election total cost, or to dedupe?
$67,000 for the total election cost, and the cheapest that we're able to get right now, and again, there's still, I'm sure, other estimates that we could get, was $5,000 for a deduping of the list. We could take it as low as $2,500 for the deduping of the list, but that would involve having volunteers, which we could easily do, call to confirm that the deduping is correct, because the list is cleaned doesn't necessarily mean that it's actually cleaned. We would have to follow up when we have emails that bounce back or mail that bounce back to follow up to make sure that those lists are actually clean. That was the most time consuming thing that happened to my knowledge, because I wasn't a part of the elections in the past, but that was the most time consuming that was happening, and the most controversial was the cleaning up of the lists.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Okay. Are we ready to vote on the amendment? Or I'm sorry, are there any objections to the amendment?
Chair, yes. Can you specify, just name the motion that's being amended?
The motion that would be amended is 9E1, right, which is the first of the elections committee motions that's listed. And the amendment is only in paragraph 2.
Thank you.
Chair,
I objected to it.
Yeah, yeah. Susan Young objected. So I'm sorry, Darlene, what was your point?
We've gone through the 20 minutes by a few at this point for this report.
Thank you.
And we're already over time certain.
Yeah, we are. Well, we also started late. Well, nope, time certain is 10:37. Sorry. So I heard an objection to the motion I'm sorry, the amendment. So let's take a roll call vote on the amendment.
Okay, so that is an amendment to E1.2. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so we all understand what's happening. This is the proposed amendment to, motion E1.2. Teresa Allen. Teresa?
Yes. Sorry.
Votes yes.
I say, so the motion is to approve the amendment. I say no.
The motion is to amend. Oh, yeah, to approve the amendment. You say no.
I say no.
Okay. Votes no. Jim Dingaman.
Pass.
Passes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Votes yes. Donna Grimes.
Pass.
Passes. Evelia Jones.
No.
I heard a no.
Yes. No. No.
No, it's a no. Ollie Lexa.
I vote no.
Votes no. Marianne Martinez.
No.
I heard a no. Okay, James McFadden.
Yes.
Votes yes. Darlene Pagano.
Darlene? I'm still thinking, but I'll vote no.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Votes yes. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Votes yes. Sharon Salam. Sharon?
Yes.
Votes yes. Aki Tanaka.
No.
Votes no. Mark van Landert.
We're voting to amend the motion.
Yes.
I'll vote no.
Votes no. Beth van Gunten. Beth?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Votes yes. Okay. Egberto Willis.
No.
Votes no. Susan Young.
No.
Votes no. Okay. Jim Dingaman, you passed.
Yeah, I'll vote yes, but I also have my reservations about the whole thing. Yes. Okay.
All I can put on here is a Y or an N. Donna Grimes, you passed.
Abstain.
Donna?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. I think we have everybody else. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No. Julie, how do you choose to vote?
I will abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Let me make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep. Okay.
Okay. So now we're on to the main motion unamended. And,
8, yeah.
I feel like even though we're approaching time certain, you know, the object is we have to finish with a motion one way or the other, right? Okay. Or either that or decide to postpone it to another meeting. So, so the main motion unamended includes, well.
Okay.
Let me read the whole thing. That the station and national management immediately begin drafting a budget for the coming fiscal year scheduled to begin October 1st for approval by the NFC PMB, incorporating funding for the delayed delegate elections with cash flow projections showing the necessary funds for the hires, the contracted ballot distribution and counting at the indicated dates, that the PMB directs and ensure that the management develops and maintains in an ongoing systematic way accurate, up-to-date, and deduplicative list of station members in both listener and staff classes as defined in the bylaws prior to the hire of any election supervisors, that the mandate of the national election supervisor when hired shall include minimizing the costs of running the election and particularly of the local election supervisor by seeking neutral volunteer and pro bono personnel and service providers to the maximum extent possible, that on-air candidate forums and candidate cards in rotation through all day parts shall be aired on each station prior to the distribution of any ballots, that the elections be held in 2023 according to the dates and the timelines specified in the bylaws, beginning with the posting of the opening for a national election supervisor in January and a hire by no later than March 1st, bracket, from the bylaws, in a delegate election year, the nominations period for seats being vacated shall open on June 1st and remain open for 30 days, closing on June 30th. The national and local election supervisors shall thereafter prepare the written ballots for each radio station, listing all of the candidates and setting forth all other information required by these bylaws. Ballots shall be mailed or otherwise made available to the members on August 15th or the following day if August 15th is a mail holiday. To be counted, a ballot must be received on or before September 30th, the election close date. Note that point four above means candidate cards and candidate forms must air in the period between June 30 and August 15th and shall continue airing during the period from August 15th to September 30. That's the whole motion. And it comes from the election committee. So, discussion of that motion. Jim Dingman.
This is my opinion only. Again, we have this terrible crisis that we're having to deal with. And I really find this, and some people, of course, are already in election mode. Okay, let's be blunt about that. This is why we're dealing with these kind of issues right now. They're proposing solutions to the fiscal crisis that sometimes, from my opinion, lack complete common sense. So what we're here empowering is certain elements within the foundation and basically keep on arguing that, oh, let's ignore facts. Let's ignore this. Let's ignore that, because we may be able to win with an election that feels in sort of a Pacific of populism, if you will, about the issues. And I find that ridiculous to have to even entertain. So, yes, I remain committed to elections, but I want to see us get our house in order first before we sit here and start. And this just basically encumbers us with just needless division while we really have to be working together through this mess. And I just see this fostering those who think that they can solve the situation by their way, my way or the highway. And that's the problem I have with some of these arguments. Thank you.
Susan Young, go ahead.
Yeah. I view this a little differently. I know that the Elections Committee has been working for a long time under difficult circumstances without agreement about whether we could hold an election or not, and that has kind of evolved. And my understanding of this motion is that it is a crafting of a timeline and a procedure that essentially implements the delayed election. My concern about this is that it also commits time and resources right away that absolutely need to be dealing with a financial collapse. That needs to be the top priority. So I would like for this excellent work on the timeline to be brought forward at a later time when we are sure that we have the financial capability to conduct an election in 2023.
Julie, you're muted.
Well, I was saying go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so stranger things have happened, but I agree with, I get them confused. The Teresa or Susan, whoever was just speaking.
We can't hear you, Vanessa.
Okay, I agree with you. Did you hear that? How about that? So I have been making that argument from the beginning, and I am grateful to hear that others who may not have agreed with it initially agree with it now. It's the finances are controlling everything. So I agree. I agree we need to post, you know, to focus on this when we can afford to focus on this without doing further damage to ourselves. So I agree with Jim and the last person who spoke.
Who is Susan?
Who was Susan Young, exactly.
Thank you, Susan.
So Jim Dingman, do you have your hand up again?
Yeah. You know, like we can revisit this at a time. It's not like we're going to throw this out the door. We want to have elections. We just have to play it by ear through this mess we're dealing with right now. And then, you know, maybe in a month or 2 months, it'll be a little better and we can start to implement it. Obviously, the idea of reduping makes sense. And in contrast to, I hear what Stephanie says, you know, get people on the phone. They're going to BS the people they get on the phone with, whatever kind of point of view they want. I've been in situations where all the factions in New York were all working together to raise money. And so that was at a minimum. And I think that that would be actually a pretty good use of this energy right now to sort of try to get through this in all the stations. You know, everybody get together. Too bad we can't have dinner together and then like get on the phone and talk to people. Hell, but I just think we have to be flexible about this right now. We have to sort of see by week, what the hell's going on and then revisit this and then fine tune this. The E3, part of the motion I find particularly entertaining because I'm saying who's going to control the content of all these different special programming? I mean, you know, and we're in a situation now where Biden basically did a sort of social democrat speech 1933 today, accusing, you know, Trump of being a fascist and the Republicans being a fascist. So like I'm saying to myself, well, we're going to have one hell of a wild midterm with this kind of stuff going on. And I think that that is something that we could all unite on to try to get through. But yes, I just
think your time is up.
We have to be flexible about this.
Thanks. Anyone else want to speak to the motion?
Teresa for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I agree with everyone who's previously spoken. I'm afraid that if we do not plan for this specifically, it looks like we just want to continue on the national board forever. Because I just don't see how, I don't see specifics about how we're going to pull ourselves out of this financial mess in order and don't have, I don't see the money to pay for it. Now there is a motion coming up as to how to possibly raise money. The question is, would raising money for the elections cause people to not spend money towards supporting the stations, toward, you know, toward tower and electricity and staff? But I don't see how bylaws say we need to have elections. So I could maybe see postponing this for a month and a half. But then we need to figure out some way as to how we're going to work past the conflict of it saying in the bylaws that we need to have an election and yet we don't have the money to afford one. So, perhaps someone might want to move to postpone this vote for a month or a month and a half. Just a thought.
Well, is that person you, Teresa? Because then we could get a second.
Okay, I move that we postpone this vote for 1 month, 30 days.
How about to the regular October meeting?
That's correct. Okay, I'll say that until the regular October meeting. Thank you.
Can I get a second for Teresa's?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Jim Dingman. Any discussion of the motion to postpone? till the October regular meeting? Hearing no discussion, are there any objections to the motion to postpone to the regular, postpone this motion to the regular October meeting? Hearing none, this motion is postponed till then. There were two other motions that the Elections Committee put forward, and it is 10:50, and really, technically, we're at, given our slightly late start, we really are at time certain of moving to the executive session. We also had four other motions that were, one was from Lawrence, and he's not here this evening, so I wasn't going to be surprised if we didn't get to that, but four other motions that were under, I don't even remember. Is it unfinished business? I think it might be unfinished business. Yeah.
Chair, point of information, a point of order, please.
Yes, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, since we just voted to delay consideration of election matters to a later meeting, then I think that it's safe to not discuss the other election motions tonight. I don't believe anything is time sensitive. I don't believe it is, since we're delaying discussion anyway.
I second Vanessa's comment.
Thank you. Are there any objections to?
I would like to have discussion on this.
Discussion on postponing the others.
Yeah, on postponing the others. Yes.
Okay, then we're having discussion on the motion to postpone, because I think we got a motion to postpone. So just discuss. Go ahead, Teresa.
I would like to say I don't think it would be imprudent to have programming that specifically addresses problems with elections. And I have heard some people give some great presentations on it. I would like to hear Al Franken on our airwaves. I'd like to hear people with Fair Vote and Harvey Wasserman's organization that talks about elections. And I think it might not hurt to actually make one of them a fundraiser for future election, maybe restrict the donations to support our elections upcoming. I think this is this could be very timely, and we might not actually want to wait on that. The one that involves programming that involves elections and possibly raising money.
So you're thinking broader elections, not just Pacific and delegate elections.
Discussing elections in general and pitching for people to make donations toward specific board elections or delegate elections. Discussion.
Sorry. Yeah. Vanessa?
So I don't know if it was Teresa or Susan, since I confused their voices, who said that the general counsel said we can't afford to do this year. So if we're accepting that as a kind of a self-evident truth, and we're delaying discussion of other election matters until a later date, I honestly do not see what point is served by continuing to discuss something that there is some level of agreement we can wait to deliberate on at a later time. I don't know if there are time sensitive matters that we need to be discussing in executive session, but I don't think at this late hour that we have the luxury of indulging in something. The election's important, but if there's some level of agreement that the discussion can wait, why are we going to talk about it now? It just doesn't, I don't understand that.
Point of order, I'm sorry, or information, and I'm not exactly sure
Go ahead,
what
Susan.
It is that we're first of all, let me just say I completely agree with Vanessa. And Vanessa, this is Susan, and Teresa and I sound exactly the same, but we don't always agree. I am not sure what we're talking about now. In other words, I don't know that, is there a motion? Teresa was talking about how she wants certain programming. I don't know what that pertains to.
So there was a motion to postpone further discussion of the elections, right, to a future meeting. And I think we passed that motion, which was the motion to postpone the first of the four election committee motions. And then I was suggesting that we could postpone the other ones too, perhaps, just trying to see, could we get to the point where we're ready to go to closed session, right? There were
okay, so Teresa objected to that.
Game-seeking stack.
Right. And so that's where we're at, Susan,
okay.
Is
got it.
Trying to decide. And then Teresa's point was that one of those other three election committee motions had to do with fundraising around elections more generally, and was making the point, I think, that she thought that was time sensitive compared to the other motions. Okay, so we have Mr. Tatum, Jim Dingman, then Jim Sagerton. Mr. Tatum.
Yes, it would be helpful if people can say whether they are in favor of postponing or against postponing. That way everybody will stay on track with what we're actually voting on. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim Dingman, then Jim Sagerton.
Yeah, I'm in favor of postponing, but unfortunately we've not been able to get to other committee reports because some of the issues that Teresa raised would be discussed in other committee reports. In fact, we're going to do those kind of things in September and October. So I hear what Teresa's saying.
Thanks. Jim Sagerton.
Yeah, I would like to move the orders of the day and ask Mr. Tatum if that means go to a vote on postponing and then go on with the rest of the, you know, go on with our agenda as previously stated.
Calling for the orders of the day means to be where you should be in the agenda, and where we should be is on the discussion of the motion to postpone, and since we are there, we're okay. If we were doing something else other than discussing the motion to postpone and you call for the orders of the day, we would have to adhere to your call for the orders of the day, and we'd have to immediately get back to the discussion of this motion.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, we have to figure out, because it's 10:58 and we do have stuff that we have to do in the closed session tonight. So
can we call the question?
Yes. And the question is about postponing the rest of the agenda, because I think we already decided to postpone the first motion from the Elections Committee. And so this would be postponing the rest of the agenda to, say, a September 8th open session.
I second Darlene's motion to postpone.
Chair, point of order?
Go ahead, Teresa.
Vanessa.
Oh, Vanessa, go ahead.
did you mean September 8th or October 8th?
No, I meant September 8th.
No.
So I thought...
Nope. Okay.
October, right? You want to postpone to October, right?
I'm not sure what I want.
You said the first
to go to executive session. I know I said September 8th because it's not this week. Postpone from tonight. Somebody could amend my motion to say postpone to another day. That works for me.
So moved.
So moved what?
October.
October.
Thank you.
Okay.
October regular meeting.
Okay. Any discussion on the... Okay, first I'm writing down October regular meeting.
Got it.
Okay. Any discussion on the motion to postpone the rest of the Elections Committee stuff to the October regular meeting? What question did I just ask?
Any objection? Whether there was any discussion on the motion to amend the postponement of elections agenda to the October regular meeting.
Okay, so I heard no request for discussion. Are there any objections to the motion to move the rest of the elections motions to the regular October meeting? Hearing none. They are moved to the regular October meeting. Okay, so we've gotten through that part of the agenda. That would leave us with a couple of other committee reports, at least one of which was always going to be deferred to closed session anyway. I think most of the rest of them were one-minute reports. The programming and strategic planning were the two that got a little extra time. And then, of course, there were the four motions in the unfinished business category. I think we need to move to closed session. And I would entertain a motion to...
Motion to move to closed session.
Julie?
Yeah, well, we have to postpone those other agenda
motion
items.
Motion to postpone those items until a future meeting.
All right, plenty of information on those items. One could take 1 minute to tell you what's going on with them. 1 minute.
Go ahead. I think we already passed one of the motions that was listed there, but go ahead, Jim Dingman.
All right. First of all, the Strategic Planning Committee and the Programming Committee, Heather can jump in on this. We're having a whole series of meetings that deal with various aspects of programming. We've already had 3 meetings to talk about news programming, 2 meetings to talk about music programming. We're going to do more to talk about public affairs, arts, and Spanish language programming in the future. The Tech Task Force will have a meeting this weekend where we're going to talk about Generation Z. In terms of, we're going to have an open meeting, open to the public to participate. And within 3 weeks, we're going to have a scholar from New School talking about media. And the first week of October, we're going to have a award-winning reporter from the Washington Post talking about FM radio and where it stands today. So I just want to get that in there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
And Julie, this is Heather. Can I I don't have my hand up. So we do have a motion from the programming committee. We talked about this before, but, and Ali Lexa would be presenting it. But Ali, do we have time to do that tonight or should we hold off on that? What do you think? Hold off. Okay. So we'll hold off on that.
Okay. Thank you.
And then there will be a debate in the strategic planning committee, a discussion on underwriting. A motion will come before the board within a week on underwriting.
Thank you. Okay, so let's argue that, I think Susan Young said postpone all the rest of the stuff to a future meeting.
Yes.
Thank you. Any objections to that motion to postpone? Is there a second to Susan Young's motion?
See if I have emailed.
Second.
Thank you. Are there any
objections? I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim Sagernan.
Yeah, I just want to ask Mr. Tatum, is it even necessary to do this? I mean, if we decide we're out of time and we go to the executive session, isn't all of this stuff automatically postponed to the next meeting?
That's a very good point, and I was just getting ready to say that the motion to adjourn is a privileged motion, which means you can make it while business is still pending. And so if the motion to adjourn is adopted, then all of that pending business would become unfinished business at the next meeting automatically.
Okay.
So, motion to adjourn.
So Mark Van Land, I think already made that motion to adjourn, and I kind of said, hey, wait, we have to deal with, you know, when we're postponing the stuff too, but fair enough. Susan Young, you can be accredited with the second.
Right. And
the
somebody is not muted.
Yeah. It might
motion
be
to adjourn.
Second.
Who seconded that?
Donna
Grimes. Okay.
Any objections to the motion to adjourn to closed session? All right. Hearing none. Let us give ourselves 3 minutes.